Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. And welcome to today's episode where I'm going to talk about some ideas on how to make your Google ad account more profitable. All right, if this is your first time listening to this episode and you're interested in getting started with high-ticket dropshipping, go check out my free high-ticket dropshipping niches list, a list of the 99 most profitable high-ticket dropshipping products that you can get started with today. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. Also, check out my full resources list, my recommended software and services for e-commerce entrepreneurs. You can find all the good resources, the tools that I've actually used and tested and verified that work really good. You can go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/resources. All right, so a Google ad account is a great way to get traffic to your store and to your product listings super fast. Instead of trying to rank organically in Google, you can put your listings at the very top of the search engine and get clicks right away from interested leads that are actually interested in buying right now. So it's a great way to get traffic. But you can't just run ads to your store, not do anything else, and expect to get sales, okay? Even if somebody's interested in buying it right now, you still have to do a number of things to get that sale. You have to have the best offer, you have to build trust, and you have to engage with your customer and have a conversation with them so that they are going to know you and like you and be looking to do business with you. Okay, so let's talk about these things. Now, when you are thinking about an ad account, you have to understand that an ad account is structured a certain way, okay? So your ad account is going to have campaigns, and it's going to have ad groups and product groups. It's also going to have different types of ads you can run, like a shopping ad, you can have a search text ad, you can have a display ad. And there's many different types of ads. You can run YouTube ads. And so if you're looking at trying to optimize a high-ticket dropshipping ad account, you usually start with shopping ads. And your shopping ads are going to be structured, hopefully, in at least a two-tiered campaign structure and optimally in a three-tier campaign structure. Okay, what that means is that you should make sure that your shopping ads, the first tier is to target people that are typing in generic search terms. Okay, so any search term that is, you know, a little bit more generic, let's talk about, you know, sunglasses as an example, expensive sunglasses. So somebody's going to type into Google expensive sunglasses. That's a generic term. They don't know which brand they're looking for. Okay, so they just want examples. But if they type into Google, you know, Oakley sunglasses or Ray-Ban sunglasses, then they kind of know, they have an idea of what brand they want. And if they know exactly what model they want, they would type into Google like Ray-Ban Justin's sunglasses or something like that. Like, that's a model of Ray-Ban sunglasses that I like and I look for. So with that in mind, you have three different types of keywords. So you can structure your campaigns at three levels. You can target the generic keyword, the brand keyword, and the product specific keyword, the model name, or even the SKU number in some cases, because some brands work with SKU numbers, and that's the keyword that's typed into Google. So as soon as you understand that, you'll be a lot more set to drive the right kind of traffic to your product listings, okay? You can bid higher on traffic that is typing in a more specific term, like a model name or a SKU number, than you bid on generic traffic. All you have to do is you have to go into the settings for each of those shopping campaigns and turn on the priority settings. So generic should be high priority, brand should be medium priority, and products, model names, and SKU numbers and stuff like that should be low priority. Priority just basically tells Google which campaign you want to show first for a particular search query, any search query for that matter. So within your ad account, and you have three campaigns, one is high, one's medium, one low, the high will always show first no matter what. And the medium will only show after that if that query matches one of your negative keywords that's applied into the high priority campaign, okay? And then it'll get pushed down to medium, and the same thing happens, you get pushed down to low, right? And so negative keywords come into play with Google Shopping Ads only. They're not used in any other type of ad. Well, I take that back. You can use negative keywords in any type of ad, but with Google Shopping Ads, they're important to making them work in the first place, okay? With search text ads or any other kind of ad, you can target keywords and with your ads, and then if you start seeing search terms come through that are kind of weird, you can actually set negative keywords to stop that from happening. But with Google Shopping Ads, the way you make them work is you actually set negative keywords. Google chooses the positive keywords, the keywords that actually they're going to show your ad for, okay? They kind of have a whole algorithm. They try to establish which terms are commercial keywords and queries, and they actually show that. So with that in mind, you can actually target very specific terms by utilizing the same keywords that you're going to push down. So I usually have three negative keyword lists. One is for my brand names. So I have one list with all my brand names in it. I have another list with all the different product names in it, model names and SKU numbers and things like that. Okay. So very short, and I usually make them all phrase match. So each of the brand names, you know, make a phrase match search. And a phrase match just basically means if someone types in a long tail keyword, but it has that brand in it, then that will negate it down to the next level, right? Next priority campaign. So the same thing with the brands. You don't want to put the whole long tail keyword in, just the model name, just the SKU number, because any long tail keyword query that gets typed into Google includes that model name. It'll then rank it as a negative keyword, put it down into that low priority campaign. You'll bid a much higher on it. So that's how to initially optimize your ad account. Now you're getting the right traffic to your listings. It's really important to look at your listings. Make sure that you are competitive against your competitors, okay? When it comes to generic traffic, people don't know really what they want yet, so you can convert generic traffic on lower cost products. Anything like below $700 usually actually converts quite well with generic traffic. So with that said, to optimize your listings for generic traffic, sometimes it's actually a really good idea to have like little things in place that really make them understand that this is the best product for their needs. So make sure you write out really good product descriptions. You have pictures that show the features of the product, and you have really good high quality images at the top of the page. You have a great call to action with your add to cart at the top and at the bottom. You want to have some upsell options within the add to cart area, which would be like optional upgrades, optional accessories, white glove delivery, anything else that you can see. And to get ideas, just go to your competitors' listings. The way you find competitors' listings is pretty simple. You just take the keyword that you've created, would include the brand name, the model name, the generic keyword, product category with it, and any other specifics that you have in your product name, and put that back into Google and find all the other stores that are advertising and are in the organics for that particular product. Okay, and look at their listings, extract all the different things that they offer along with the product, add that into your site. Now Shopify, if you're using Shopify, it only allows for three types of variants. Okay, so if you have more than three types of upgrades and stuff like that, then you can use an app like Infinite Options. I actually highly recommend doing that. I teach people how to do that, and I like that app because it's very simple and very easy to use. Infinite Options by forget the name of it actually, but by the company, but it's called Infinite Options app. You can look it up in the Shopify app store. So the code is really simple to install, and it looks just like the Shopify variant, so it works great. Now, once you get that done, it's really good to have a few other things in place that are really key. Number one, you want to have social proof. People want to look at reviews and make sure that people have bought from you in the past, that they have a good experience, that the product is good. So make sure you add reviews to your website. If you're just getting started, you're going to have to extract reviews from somebody else or get them from your supplier or something, but you've got to add reviews there. And make sure you set up a reviews app like Judge Me. I like Judge Me because it's very inexpensive and has all the great features that a more expensive reviews app like Yotpo has. I used to use Yotpo in the past, but their price is quite high for the premium, so I switched to judge.me, and they're in the app store as well, so you can look them up. Another great option is just Shopify Reviews and the Shopify Reviews add-on app. Those two together work great as well. But I use JudgeMe and it works great. So make sure you set that up. Make sure you set up automatic emails that get sent out to request reviews. Okay, that's super key to making sales online. If you do not have reviews, your conversion rate will be much lower. And product reviews are important. And product reviews, like I said, make sure they have your company's customer service, make sure that people say something about your customer service. When you send the email out, you can just ask them, hey, how was the product and how was the shipping delivery and how was the customer service? So that's really key. The next thing that's really key is having some sort of scarcity and urgency set up. And a great way to do that is to include a expiring coupon code and a countdown timer and limited stock on hand, all kind of in the same area. Okay, so that's what I usually do. I have like a coupon code that's expiring tonight, and there's a countdown timer that is an evergreen countdown timer, restarts every 24 hours. And I have, somewhere on there it says limited stock on hand. So all these tools and stuff, a lot of them are actually built into the Shopify theme that I use and recommend, which is the Shoptimized theme. And I have a full review on it. If you go to ecommerceparadise.com/ Shoptimize review, or if you just type in ecommerceparadise.com/Shoptimize, you can see their whole website and their demo store. Their theme is full of conversion optimization features that you would normally have to pay a bunch of money to other apps in order to make happen. So I use the Shoptimize theme. I love it. I recommend it. I actually made a customized version for students of the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. And in the customized version, I basically stripped down a lot of the features and added some more, you know, simplicity to it, and made it really good for high ticket products. There's a few things that I really wanted to add in there that wasn't in the original theme. So you can kind of get that special edition by enrolling in the masterclass. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. You have to buy your Shoptimize theme license in order to use it, but you'll get that special edition in there, and it's a great theme to use. It helps me convert my stores like crazy. So yep, definitely use that. And so once you get that stuff done, it's probably a really good idea to make sure email marketing and retargeting is all set up right, because a lot of people are going to come to your website and most people are going to leave and not actually buy from you, look around, something's going to happen, right? So it's really good to set up email retargeting, which basically means someone lands on your website and signs up for like a promotional coupon code or something like that through a opt-in, like a pop-up or something like that, then you'll send them a series of emails that gets them to buy. Okay. And so, you know, along with that, we've set up Wheelio, which is a really great Shopify app for like a gamified version of a lead generator pop-up that offers them coupon codes. And I found that the gamified version of that is actually way better at converting than the non-gamified version. Usually about 5 or 6, maybe 7% opt-in rate, as opposed to like a 3 or 4% opt-in rate with the non-gamified version. So I've always had success with that in every niche I've been in. So I recommend that. Wheelio, again, is the name of that app. You can find it in the Shopify store. And yeah, so definitely have that going on. Have a really good abandoned cart series that has like at least 5, 6, or 7 emails that shoot out over the series of a week, because within a week is most likely when someone's going to want to buy. And if you don't send a bunch of emails to them, they're less likely to buy. Okay. And yeah, of course, have a really good email sequence for customers as well. Follow up with them, get them to buy more stuff, get them to leave a review, get them to take a picture of the product and make a video testimonial and all that good stuff. Okay. So, and then make sure you have your Facebook retargeting set up, because the number one place people are on every single day is Facebook. So, you know, set up an app like Retarget App. I use Retarget App. It's a really, really easy to set up app. You just need a Facebook page. You set up the app. You put up the sales copy, and you're good to go. Okay, so and by the way, I have tons of templates, like fill in the blank templates for you guys, for all your emails, all your different sequences, and your Facebook retargeting ads, all that stuff. I've done it for you. It's in the masterclass. So if you want to actually like get all this stuff easily done for you, just fill in the blank, kind of get it set up, just enroll in the masterclass, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. So, all right. And the next thing with your ads is once you start converting well, you start seeing a good enough conversion rate to start putting more money into ads, start scaling, you want to kind of go back and forth. So you can look at your ad account, you can dive down into the search terms. And the search terms within your Google Shopping ads, you just go to you go down into keywords and then go to search terms. It'll tell you exactly which terms people are typing in to see products on your store. Now, in order to see which product is showing for which search term, you actually have to make a separate ad group for each product, which is kind of time consuming. But what I usually recommend to students, if you're going to do it yourself, is just do that for every single product that gets clicks. Okay, don't waste your time doing it for every product on your site, because a lot of products aren't going to get any clicks or any traffic, but some will. And so you can make a separate ad group for each of those products and then just exclude them from the original ad group. That way, when you look at your search term, you'll see that a search term is typed into Google and it showed up that particular ad group, and you'll know which product it was, because that it's just a single product ad group. Sometimes known as a SKAG, S-K-A-G, which is a single keyword ad group. But what we're really trying to do is we're just trying to look at data really granularly and see specifically, you know, which products are being pulled up into Google for which keywords. Sometimes Google makes the mistake of showing the wrong product for certain keywords. So that'll give you an idea, okay, if that's happening, then you need to go to that product description and make sure that the keyword for that product name is within that description at least 3 to 5 times, and make sure the description has at least 500 words, if not 1,000 words. yards long. Okay, and you can hire writers on a company or on a website like Fiverr or Upwork, online jobs, websites like that. I highly recommend them. And by the way, these are all on my resources page. So if you want to go there, you can click those links. Those are all referral links. ecommerceparadise.com/Fiverr/online jobs. You can go sign up for these websites and pay writers to create content for you. All you have to do is supply them with the keyword and the, you know, like an example of what you want them to write, which is basically your competitor's product listing if it's any good. Okay, and yeah, for that you'll improve your ads, you'll probably improve your organic SEO rankings as well, and customers gonna have a better time on your website. They're gonna appreciate you more, think you're more professional. So I highly recommend investing in content. Content is king. It always will be, it always has been, and it's gonna take your business forward. So content is the best way to do it. All right, and then once you get an idea of how to improve your listings, what keywords to improve for, what you can do is you can go back into Google and you can actually begin to create search text ads for the keywords that are converting and for the products that are converting, okay? So, you know, search text ads are really easy to make. It's just a quick and easy thing. The product name, you know, just say a couple of things about your unique selling proposition, like free shipping, no sales tax, whatever, and, you know, run it to that keyword, that same keyword, that, you know, model name, SKU keyword, and drive people to that product page, okay? And that's going to get more real estate on the search engine's results page, the first page, and it's going to drive more traffic to your listing that's interested in buying now, and it's more likely to get more conversions. So that's a great way to grow your ad account. Do that for products, do that for brands, drive them to the brand collection page, and do that for product category keywords, the generic keywords for the categories, drive them to the category collections page. And you can also look at the keyword for your categories and look if there's search volume for the keyword that has the best in front of it. You know, like if you're looking for sunglasses, you look for best sunglasses or best sunglasses for, you know, whatever, best X for Y, that kind of thing. And you can target those keywords. What you can do is create a lead generator, which is basically like an article that explains what they are, what brands you sell and what products you recommend, and then how to buy from you, you know. And so you can outsource that to a VA on Fiverr, make the article, add links to it, create a PDF version of it with clickable links, and create a quick squeeze page, and then, you know, send them to, and then create a thank you page, or what's better known as a bridge page that has a download to that, and then also, you know, at the bottom of it has a call to action to go, you know, shop your website. You can build something like that in ClickFunnels. I highly recommend them. You can sign up for a free account at ecommerceparadise.com/ClickFunnels. They're really easy to use. And you can create like a subdomain or something like that of your website to use with them. So it's really easy to make funnels in ClickFunnels. And yeah, so I definitely recommend doing that. You can drive search text ads directly to a lead generator to build your email list, you know, and send them more emails about that particular product category. You're very likely to get a lot of sales that way. All right, and then you can do remarketing with Google Ads as well. I recommend setting up a dynamic remarketing ad with the display ads, because that will basically show your products across multiple blogs and forums and other websites that display Google AdSense ads, and you'll get traffic back to your website. Now, I do recommend if you do that to turn the ads off for mobile apps, because those are a big waste of money. I never had anybody convert through a mobile app ad, but I have had people convert through Google Display Network ads, you know, that are just on like regular websites and forums and stuff like that. So that works really well. And then if you are going to get into video content creation for your niche, which is highly recommended, you can outsource videos to Fiverr. You can have, you know, video sales letters basically made for your products, or even just have like talking head sales videos made for them. I highly recommend doing that. And what you can do is you can actually run YouTube retargeting ads with your sales presentation videos. So you can put the, you know, Google tracking codes on your website. If someone visits that particular product page, all you have to do is go into Google and make a particular audience for that. And then you can target that audience with a YouTube retargeting ad. If somebody lands on that product page, then they'll see a YouTube video pop up before other YouTube videos. And yeah, that person will see it. Now, it's not going to run until it has over 100 people, so you got to have a lot of traffic. So usually just do it for your best sellers, the ones you get a lot of traffic to. But you should, you know, if you know you're getting a lot of traffic to a listing, get over 100 people to that listing easily, probably in a day. So yeah, anyway, just give that a shot. And you can do this with like an About Us video as well. You can retarget anybody who lands on your website just with your About Us video. And yeah, you can do the same thing for your collection pages, for brand pages, for your blog posts, for your lead generators, all that good stuff. So YouTube retargeting ads are great. Video content is great. If you think about video content, it's kind of like a window into the human side of your business. So definitely put video on every page of your website you possibly can. It's going to help you convert better. If you you know, want a quick hack, you can ask your suppliers and say, hey, are you guys doing video for the products? And they say yes, then great. What you can do is try to find their stuff on YouTube, download the video using some sort of a video downloader, on just find one through Google, and make a quick intro. You can hire someone on the Fiverr to make an intro outro for you. And yeah, just throw the intro before it, throw the outro after it, and then upload it to YouTube. And yeah, you can even put in like some text that says you can buy this now at whatever.com/ you know, the product name. You can create URL redirects in Shopify really easily, just going to navigation and then URL redirects. That'll make it really easy to make short URLs for a video or something like that that drives them to the product page, and that'll really help to grow. So just know that with a Google ad account, optimizing it is all about looking at data and scaling, okay? So you got to look at what's selling, what's getting a lot of clicks and not converting, what's not getting any sales, okay? So what sells really well, expand on that. What's getting a lot of clicks but not converting, optimize the product listing and the offer, competitive optimization, and then scale it once it starts getting sales. And what's not getting any clicks, what I usually do is like every 90 days, I kind of do like a sweep of the website. So if after 90 days, a product is still not getting any clicks, we're doing shopping ads for it. Shopping ads are going to tell you right off the bat if someone's, you know, interested in buying that product. If there's no traffic after I added the product to the website after 90 days, 3 full months of running shopping ads, I just removed the product from the website. There's really no point in having it there. It's not going to get any traffic. You know, the only exception to that is if it's a really high priced product and a high profit product. And then I just try to find, you know, find out why there's no traffic driving it to. Is there zero search volume? That kind of thing. Is there some reason my listing just isn't getting shown in the ads, that kind of thing. And if there is, you know, great, I can fix it. If there's not, you know, then just throw it away, because you really don't want to muddy up your store too much. The more options you have in your store, the less likely someone is going to be able to easily make a decision to buy, right? So you don't want to have too many options of the same types of products. You do want to have a couple alternatives. It's really good to have alternatives, because if something goes out of stock, you know, you want to be able to say, hey, we have this one in stock. It's just about the same. It's a different brand. But, you know, and usually people would be like, yeah, that's fine. Just ship that one out. So it's good to have alternative products in stock from various brands, but not too many. All right, guys. Well, I hope that was useful. I'm going on about 25 minutes almost here, so I think I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks so much for listening. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, please make sure you leave a review on the iTunes store, you know, or wherever you're listening to the podcast at. But ecommerceparadise.com/podcast will take you to the iTunes store. Really appreciate all the reviews that I'm getting. And by leaving a review, you're helping me reach more people out there and help more people. And I highly recommend listening to my YouTube videos. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com/YouTube and subscribe there as well. Make sure you get on my mailing list as well, because I send lots of free freebies and goodies and all sorts of cool information and inspiration to my email list every day. In order to get on the email list, all you got to do is sign up for that free niches list I talked about at the beginning of the episode. It's ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And you'll also get into a free mini course after that as well. So enjoy the mini course, enjoy the niches list. And yeah, if you guys are interested in getting private coaching from me, I have a private coaching program. You can find out more about that at ecommerceparadise.com/coaching. And I also have a ton of starter stores that we've built, and they're on sale right now. You can go check them out at ecommerceparadise.com/starter stores or ecommerceparadise.com/marketplace. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com. It's in the menu at the top. And all these starter stores are really great. They're built in specific niches. Like, some are in kind of like a general home niche. Then there's like electric fireplaces, there's wine coolers, there's electric bikes, there's this, that, and the other thing. So there's tons of different niches that we're building out starter stores for. And the starter stores are great because it gets you past the initial build phase and the niche selection phase. So all that kind of hard figuring things out in the beginning is done for you, and then you get a list of suppliers along with it, as well as the domain name already chosen and, you know, registered for you. And you get a logo, custom banner, custom content all put into the website for you. So it's really, really cool way to just kind of get fast tracked to getting suppliers, because like that's the stage you need to get to. So if you want to get fast tracked, you want to also get access to all my training, my high ticket dropshipping masterclass for free. All you have to do is go to ecommerceparadise.com/starter stores, buy a starter store, and you'll get access to the masterclass, and you'll get a free coaching call as well along with the starter store. So it's an awesome deal. Not as many people, I don't think, even know that I'm doing this yet, because I really haven't started promoting it yet. But this is a big deal. It's happening now, and I will start promoting it a lot in the future. So go check it out. And also, guys, if you are listening to this podcast and you have money, you know, you have a great job or whatever, but you just don't have any time, but you really are looking to make a online business, start an online business that's location independent, that you don't have to, you know, work in a specific office all day long, you know, for a certain amount of time or whatever, that you can work from home, you can take with you, you know, when you want to travel and stuff like that, you can travel around the world, whatever. This kind of business is awesome, but I understand that you might not have enough time to focus on sitting in front of your computer all day trying to build a website out, right? You might not have the experience it takes to do one quickly either. It might take you months and months and months trying to get over mental blocks and not really wanting to follow the process because you think it should be done a different way, or having weird hangups, right? And I get that. I've been there before, and it took me a while to get to this point where I realized how things should be done and why it works that way, why this way works and the other ways don't. Okay, so I've been through all the trial and error, and I'm now actually offering a complete store and business build service. I call it the Turnkey Business in a Box High Ticket Dropshipping Store Package. But what it is really is it's me building you a website, recruiting suppliers for you, right? All you have to do is set up your business entity and get your seller's permit. I recruit suppliers on your behalf. I optimize your store for you for conversions. I add their products to the store. Okay, create all the collections, all the product pages, things like that. I create them correctly. And then I go and create your emails. I create your Facebook retargeting, your lead generation, and then I go and create your ad account. Okay. So this is awesome because I can get you from basically like wanting to start a store to having a store. And all you have to do then is take it and start running it and start promoting it and, you know, start, you know, adding more to it, getting more suppliers, adding more products, things like that. And my team can support you all along the way of growth as well. So if you have money but you don't have any time, this might be a great solution for you. You can go learn more at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. You opt in and you'll get a free training on exactly the three phases that I go through to build one of these stores and what you'll be doing after you take it over. If it sounds something that interests you, you could go to the bottom of the page, and if you have additional questions or you want to schedule a call with me or something, you can email me. Just click the link at the bottom of the page, or if you're ready to go, just go ahead and add to cart and purchase that package right then and there, and we will get started. Usually takes maybe somewhere between a month and a half to 3 months to get one of these websites fully built, completely off the ground at launch, and that's pretty average. It really depends on the suppliers and the niche and, you know, how fast they can get on board and stuff like that. But usually it's between a month and a half to 3 months to get one of these stores off the ground. And on average takes about 6 months to get to profitable sales coming in on an everyday basis. And once you're there, you know, you can pay off the initial investment within, you know, another 3 to 6 months or so, depending on your sales volume, and boom, you've got a location independent business for the rest of your life. If you want to hang on to it. Okay. So it really just depends on, you know, your willingness to make it work, and also, you know, how much this really matters to you. You know, you have to ask yourself, how much do you really want to have this kind of a lifestyle? Is it something that you're willing to sacrifice a lot for? And, is this the way that you really see it happening? Or not, you know, you have to make that decision in your head. So if this is the way you see it happening and you know you can do it, then go ahead and just get started. Don't hold back. You know, hesitation is the worst thing. Procrastination will hold you back from doing a lot of stuff in life. And the biggest regret that, you know, I always had in my life was the things that I didn't do. Okay, so, you know, even though I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, I don't regret them because I know that I learned from them. What I regret is not taking chances. And I know you might feel the same way, and that's good because, you know, it's important to understand every moment in life is a chance to, you know, to take a risk and to either get a big reward or, you know, fail. And it doesn't matter if you fail because failing means that at least you tried, you can get back up and try again. Okay, that's what it's all about. In life, you're going to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship life is all about failing and starting over and trying to learn from your mistakes and try to do it better the next time. Okay, and trying to constantly improve on what you do. So I hope this episode was helpful, informative, as well as inspirational, motivational. Get in there, guys, and I look forward to talking to you. Take care.